chapter of the book of Ezekiel.
Thank you, Sister Antoine.
16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And I'd like to read to you the out of the 45th chapter. I'd like to read the C portion of that scripture. Ezekiel 40, 16 and 45. Also Ezekiel 16 and 3. And the C portion of that verse of scripture as well. But Ezekiel 16 and 45. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite. 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, verse number 3, the C portion. Just going to turn it around a little bit. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. If you would, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Don't forget where you come from. Hallelujah. Don't forget where you come from. In preparing for the night, I really was kind of tugging at the heart of the Lord, asking what he would like for me to speak on tonight, and what he wanted me to touch on concerning his people. And I said something earlier, and this really been impressed in my spirit even the more. The Lord is telling me constantly. He's reminding me constantly. He says, son, I am getting ready to take you and this church to places that you've never seen before. He said, I'm getting ready to take you to heights that you hadn't even fathomed in your mind. You know, we pray a certain thing, but a lot of stuff we pray we really don't believe, if we're going to be honest. Some things, you know, we just pray because it's the right thing to do. But the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, I'm going to take you to places that you never really fathomed in your mind that you were going to go. But he also told me, he said, when you get there, don't forget where you came from. Amen. When you get there, when I bless you, when I open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there is not room enough to receive. Amen. You sharing it with all kind of other folks, and you're giving it here, you're giving it there, and you still got more to give. He said, when you get to that, don't forget where you come from. There's often time we forget where we come from, and God has to remind us. Well, on tonight, I want to kind of talk about that briefly, because there are a lot of us, we forgot the state in which we were in when God saved us. Amen. Some of us got a few years on us, and we've been in the church for a while, and we've attained a few things, and we have forgot where God brought us from. And it's a dangerous thing to do, and we'll see that in the text on tonight. When you forget where you come from, when you forget what manner of man or what manner of woman you were before you had an encounter with God, it is a dangerous thing. Because when you forget, you have a tendency to start leaning to your own understanding, amen, and stop thinking, amen, that you can't do any wrong, but everybody else can, and it works to our disadvantage, amen, to forget where we came from. But I want to talk about this particular text tonight, because in this text tonight, it talks about when the children of Israel forgot who God was, they found themselves, amen, embracing the spirit of whoredom. They began to worship and to acknowledge the wrong things in their lives. And you know how it is. Sometimes when we get a few dollars in our pocket and we get a few coins we can rub together, amen, sometimes it goes to our head, and we forget just as soon as we get it, it can be taken away. And the children of Israel, amen, they forgot where they came from, and they started doing stuff, amen, contrary to the will of God. And what it did was it provoked God to curse them. And so God said, I want you to talk to my people, he said, because I'm getting ready to take you on a journey, getting ready to bless you like you never fathomed in your mind. But he said, when you get on this journey that I'm taking you on, he said, I don't want you to forget. He said, I don't want you to forget that your mother was a Hittite and your father an Amorite. They were devil worshipers. Amen. They were nothing without me. Amen. They were, amen, just clay. Amen. 14th chapter of Job talks about, you know, how we're born of a few days and destined for trouble. Amen. We were just messed up. Amen. Amen. What no good thing in us. Amen. And sometimes when we get to certain places, we forget where we came from. We walk around with our nose in the air. But I won't tell you something. Amen. It's a dangerous thing, a bad thing to forget where you come from. Let's go to the text. In the 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, God begins to speak. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, talking about Ezekiel. And the Lord spoke and said, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. I want you to know something, Bible believers, Church of God in Christ. Let's not get in trouble. Saints of the Most High King, let's not get in trouble. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. I want you to know you came from a nasty place. Amen. You came from a place that was void and destitute. A place, amen, that didn't worship the true and living God. Amen. Now you can go back and look at this. Oh, no, Pastor, you got this wrong. You're talking about the Canaan land. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the frame of mind that the children of Israel got into so they couldn't get into the promised land. Oh, y'all not going to help me with this. Mm-hmm. And thy birth and thy nativity is in the land of Canaan. He says, thy father was an Amorite, a heathen. And your mother was a Hittite, a heathen. Outside of the parameters of the love of God. They were part of a sect that God could not bless, but they were part of the cursed people. And you got to understand something. When you were walking around in your sins and in your transgressions, amen, you were not a part of the family of God. And God had every right to curse you. God had every right, amen, to allow you to die and go to a devil's hell, but he didn't. And he said, and as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut. Neither was thou washed in water to subtle thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. In essence, God said, when I first saw you, you were in a mess. And you were not in a position to do anything for yourself. None pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou was cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. In essence, God said, this world birthed us, but it left us to fend for ourselves. Amen. And I want you to know something. In our infantile state, we were incapable of taking care of ourselves. Listen on, amen, inviting somebody else to do it for us. But God looked down upon us and had compassion upon us. Nobody else pitied us. Nobody else had compassion upon us. Nobody else cared about our condition but God. Hallelujah. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. God said, I passed by and saw your condition. I looked down on you and saw that you were of all men and women most miserable. I looked down and saw that there was nobody to go your bond, nobody to bail you out, nobody to stand in the gate and watch over you. But when I looked down at you, I saw your condition and I realized that death was imminent. But I said within myself, as I spoke out of my being, as I spoke out of my existence, I said, live. God Almighty. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Terrible condition. Cut off from life. Amen. Ready to go away. Amen. Of those that's left unoffended for. And God said, I looked down at you and saw your condition. And I said, live. And not only, you know, you got to understand something about this word live. When God said live, this word is all inclusive. When God said live, God says that that means strength coming to your body. When God said live, that means God said from the north, from the south, from the east and the west, blessing come. When God say live, God says everything got to bow down before you. When God say live, God is saying to everything, you got to acknowledge whose child this is. I can't get no help. Let me show you something here. I have caused thee to multiply as the bird of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ointments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. God simply saying this right here. He said that was a time when you couldn't eat what you wanted to eat. There was a time you couldn't go where you wanted to go. Time you couldn't wear what you wanted to wear. Time you couldn't drive what you wanted to drive. But when I said live, then again I said live. All of a sudden, all of the provisions of life began to make their way towards you. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. God said when I looked upon you, I had compassion upon you. When I looked upon you, my heart couldn't do nothing but have compassion for you. And so I looked upon you and fell in love with you. Mm-hmm. And he said, because I fell in love with you, I spread my skirt over thee, and I covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, said the Lord, and thou becamest mine. So in essence, what God said, I looked down upon you, and my heart stopped panting after you. As the deer panted for the water, my heart began to pant after thee. God said, I looked down upon you, and all of a sudden, you took my breath away. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? For God, amen, to get so entangled and intertwined in intimacy with us that all he has to stop, amen, and cover our nakedness. God said, I took my skirt. And you got to understand something about God's skirt. That's his glory. He took my skirt. Isaiah talked about it, and his train did fill the temple. He took his glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't get no. He took his skirt and covered my nakedness. Amen. I was exposed. The elements had me. Mm-hmm. My ignorance was exposed. Mm-hmm. My condition, amen, was exposed. Amen. I was defenseless standing before the enemy. But God marked his territory. I can't get no help here. God put his skirt upon me. And I want you to know something. When you see this kind of garment, when you see this kind of glory, when you see this kind of covering, amen, it ain't an ordinary covering. And everything can acknowledge whose covering this is. And God said, I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, I entered into a covenant with thee. I'll never leave you, Ella Jackson, nor will I forsake you. No, I entered into a covenant with you. I said I'm going to watch out over you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I have a covenant that I established with you. I said, as long as you walk upright and do those things pleasing in my sight, no good thing. I established a covenant with you, said the Lord. And when I signed the dotted line and I signed it in blood for eternity, when I signed the dotted line, I declared and decreed to all humanity,
from the north and to the south, from the east and to the west, that thou art mine. Hallelujah. I've been bought with a price. I've been marked by the hand of God. I belong to God. My whole body belong to God. Hallelujah. And God began to talk here. God said, now I want you to know something. You belong to me. And since you belong to me, he said, I'm going to wash you with water. And I'm not talking about any kind of water, but I'm talking about an anointed water, a holy water, a water that will cleanse on the inside as well as on the outside. I washed thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me. Hallelujah. This joy, this blessing, this inheritance that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The Lord did it. He anointed me with his holy oil. And I want you to know something. He didn't only just consecrate me and sanctify me with his oil, but I want you to know he went a little bit further. And he said, I clothe thee also with broidered work. Now, if you want to look at it right, embroidered stuff. Amen. Embroidered stuff. I'm talking about stuff that you just can't go down to JCPenney's and buy. You can't go to Italy to the finest suit shops and buy this. This comes from the throne of God. I want you to know when God dress you, there ain't nobody that can, amen, that can duplicate or copy what God will do. Solomon talks about it. And they talk about it, amen. And Solomon was a rich man. Had some of the finest seamstress and sewers around. But he still wasn't fashioned nor arrayed like the garden that the Lord had prepared. The colors were so voluptuous, amen, and so bright, amen. Nobody could imitate it. And I want you to know something. When God dress you, ain't nothing like you. Hallelujah. He said, I beautify the meek with salvation. Ain't good looking. Ain't built like Charles Atlas. Don't have a body like a model. But there was something about me. Hallelujah. He looked good, but he really not good looking. I've been beautified by the Lord. I can't get no help yet. Hallelujah. I clothe thee with embroidered work and shod thee with badger skin. God said, I went and got the best skins. Snake skins and eel skins are all right, but ain't nothing like heaven anointed skins. Good God Almighty. Remember where you came from. Don't forget where you came from. You had imitation lizards on. Yeah. You went down, amen, to the halfway house. You went down to the secondary store. You went down to Nearly New and bought your Johnny Carson's. But I want you to know something. I got some lizards. I got some snakes. I got some skins. And nobody even heard about that I want to put on you. If you just remember where you came from. I clothe thee also with broidered work and shod thee with badger skin. I girded thee with fine linen and I covered thee with silk. My God, can't nobody dress you like the Lord can dress you. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about just the finest of garments. Finest of a wrap. Now what you got to do is, you see, when you go to reminiscing, Dr. Cheney, when you go to remembering who your daddy was, when you go to remembering who your mama was, and then you go to look at where you at right now, you can't help but say, thank God for being God. Because I want you to know the world ain't fair. The world will take hands on. You can be the best person on the job and qualified for the position, but they are high, a little fair skin girl, half your age, off the street with no skills, and have you train them and make them your boss. But I want you to know something, God don't work like that. Hallelujah. And if they try to mess over you, God will step in, because he formed a covenant with you. Hallelujah. Thank you. My, my, my. Look at God. God said, I did all of this, so I put some embroidered work on you. Badger skins. Girded you with fine linen. Covered you with silk. But he said that wasn't enough. Then he says in verse number 11, I decked thee also with ornaments. Wasn't good enough that she was dressed out with the finest garments. He said, I had to put some bling bling and some bang bang on you. I had to put a rock on your finger. I had to put some gold around your neck. Had to put some of the finest ornaments in your hair. I had to deck you because you belong to me. And I want everybody to know when my child walks in that this is a child of the living God. And so God said, I deck thee also with ornaments. Put a bracelet upon your hand and a chain round your neck. I can't get no help in here. I just can't get none tonight. Come on, Lord, and put some gold on me. Put some silver on me. I don't want none of that imitation stuff. I want the real Makara. And that's how our God is. He'll give you the real Makara. And then notice this here. God still ain't satisfied. And he said, and I'll put a jewel on thy forehead and earrings in thine ear and a beautiful crown upon your head. God said, I'm going to deck you out from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. He said, but the only thing that you can't do is forget where you came from. Mm-hmm. Can't forget. Because your daddy was an Amorite and your mother was a Hittite. Mm-hmm. No matter how good your daddy was, he still, amen, can't match wits with God. He might have worked 24-7. Hallelujah. He might have respected you and played with you. Amen. He might have treated you like he was a, amen, the jewel of the nine. But he still can't match wits with God. Because my Bible lets me know that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Because he's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Hallelujah. So you got to remember, amen, who your daddy was and who your mama was. A lot of time we forget. And a lot of time we get caught up. But it can work both ways. Your daddy could have been a good man or it could have been a bad man. Just remember who he was. And remember his limitations. There were certain things your daddy couldn't do. I don't care how good he was. Certain things your mama couldn't do for you. She might have been a virtuous woman, but where she got her virtuosity from? Amen. You got to remember, she was just as feeble. And she could be a woman, but she was still born of a woman. It ain't but of a few days. And the few days is full of trouble. I can't get no help here tonight. I must be out in the jungle somewhere. Good God Almighty. Hey, glory. Now look at here. Verse number 13. Thou wast decked with gold and silver. Thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and embroidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and all. And thou was exceeding beautiful. And thou didst prosper in the kingdom. Now remember, you was laid out in the fields. Naked. Left to die. Blood all over you. Your navel cord wasn't cut. Amen.
you were laying out in the wilderness at the whim of the animals, at the beasts, at the flies, at the mosquitoes, amen. And God passed by. And in your nakedness, in your nastiness, with the stench of death all over you, he looked down on you and had compassion. And as a matter of fact, his heart went running after thee. You got to remember where you come from. Don't forget where you came from. You decked with gold now. You got silver now. Your raiment is fine linen and silk. Nice embroidered work all about you. Eating the finest of foods. Your beauty is exceeding. And your prosperity, amen, is foreboding. It is as it's filling the kingdom. And thy renown went out forth among the heathen for thy beauty. Look at God. Woo! Good God Almighty. Didn't have nothing. But all of a sudden now, amen, God has put you in a position where you got something. Your renown has gone all out. Amen. People all around the world now, they know about your life story. Oprah Winfrey. The nightly news. CNN. Larry King Live. O'Reilly. Hannity and Combs. All over the news, all over the cable TV, all over the app. Your renown is gone throughout the world. People are hearing your story and they're crying. People hearing your story and they want to bless you. Come talk to our folks. We'll fly you in. We'll pay you room. We'll give you $5,000 for 2 hours. Come sing to us. Thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty. For it was perfect through thy comeliness. Now you got to understand something now. Got to understand something now. This beauty, this passion, this conviction, this anointing that's on you. Amen. You got to remember it was birthed out of the heart of love. And when your heart changes, your attitude, your disposition changes. Amen. It goes against what you were birthed out of. And it starts to fight against it. And anytime that you start going against what God has called you to do, you start fighting against your purpose and your destiny. And you start digging a hole for yourself. Notice this. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty. For it was perfect through my comeliness. Notice it, through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord. But, look here at verse 50. But thou didn't trust in thine own beauty and played the harlot because of thy renown and pours out thy fornications on everyone that passeth by. His it was. See, when you forget where you came from. Oh God. When you forget where you came from. When you forget where you came from. You start doing things contrary to your nature. Notice here. She started trusting in her own beauty. Just because you can get up in the morning and put little makeup on and fasten your hair a certain way and let your gown drop on you a certain way and where certain things that's going to, you know, expose certain parts of your body, your physique. Just because you can do these things don't mean that you're in control of tomorrow. This young girl here forgot where she came from. And all of a sudden, what she began to do, she began to embrace the wrong spirit. And so here, thou didst trust in thine own beauty. But you can't trust in your own beauty if you stay focused and keep your feet on the ground. Just like we talked about this morning. Spirit of the pretender. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty and played the harlot because of thy renown, and pourest out thy fornications on every side, on everyone that passed by. His it was. And of thy garments thou didst take and deck thyself, and deck thy high places with divers colors, and played the harlot thereupon. The like thing shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredoms with them. And tookest thy broader garments, and coverest them. And thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them, my meat also which I gave thee, fine flour and oil, and honey wherewith I fed thee. Thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savor. And thus it was said of the Lord God. Moreover, thou hast taken my sons, or taken thy sons, and thy daughters whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter? See, when you forget where you come from, when you forget what it was that the master had done for you, the first thing that transpires is we go back and we become a part of the very things that was killing us in the beginning. It surely wasn't love that threw this child out in the field. It was not love that left this child to die. Covered in her own blood, navel cord uncut. An infant left to fend for herself. Surely this was not love that did this. And love came along. And in your nakedness, in your nastiness, at your weakest hour, at the brink of death, love came along. Hallelujah. And rescued you. And after all that I've done for you, this is how you repay me. When you forget, this is what you'll do. You think you have what you got because of who you are. You think you got what you got because of how nice you are, because of how obedient you are. But I want you to know something. A lot of stuff that we get, I venture to say 100% of what we get, we don't deserve. And it comes down to the blessings of God. He's done enough already. How many of us can earnestly of the truth say that we deserve to live and not die? Surely Jesus, a man without any guile, had never sinned. Surely he did not deserve to die. But he died for the sins of the world. And we who deserve to die live. and have the potential of living forever in heaven with our Father. Don't forget where you came from. Remember who your mother was and who your father was. Remember the ultimate sacrifice that God was willing to make on your behalf. Don't play the harlot. Don't allow your possessions or the things that you have to abort your mission. I said this in our beginning and I'm saying it in my closing. God has set before us an open door. And we're going through that open door. And there is prosperity. There is blessings. There is renownness coming out of this move of God. There's some of you, and I said it before, I'm going to say it again. You never fathomed in your mind. Or you prayed it and you spoke it out in faith. But in actuality, you didn't believe it. But God, it's going to put you in places that you never fathom you go. When you get there, will you forget him? When you get there, will you clown? When you get there, will you play the harlot? Remember what I said a couple of weeks ago? Good soil has the potential of growing anything. Just because you're a child of God don't mean the tares can't grow in your field. And so you gotta know what's up the road ahead, what's beyond your blessing. But when you remember where you came from, when you don't forget what God has done for you, it keeps you grounded and it keeps you rooted. And you can really bask in his glory, walk in his authority. Amen. And live in his blessings. Verse number 21, and I'm closing. I'm going to read these next few verses. Well, let's look at verse 20 again. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters whom thou born unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small thing? Thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. Not for God. And in all thy abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou was naked and bare, and was polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord God, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place and hast made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passeth by and multiply thy whoredoms. Thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and hast increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee and had diminished thine ordinary food and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistine, which are ashamed of thy lewd way. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsalable. Yet thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto the Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied wherewith. How weak is thine heart, saith the Lord God, seeing that thou doest all these things, the work of an imperious whoress woman. Skip down to verse number 38. I will judge thee as women that break wedlock and shed blood are judged, and I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. And I'll also give thee in to thine hands, and they shall throw down thine eminent place and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes and shall take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. Last verse, number 43. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things. Behold, therefore I will recompense thine way upon thine head, saith the Lord God. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father was an Amorite. Let's stay. As we get